Boker Tov, everyone. Siman Lamed Aleph Halacha Beis, and we're going to Siman Lamed Beis Halacha Beis. Okay, here we go. We're continuing with this incredible siman about Kavanas Adam should be L'Shem Shemayim. And in truth, there's a beautiful Chavis Alavavas that the Pesukei Shu'ot quotes that says that there's no such thing as davar rishus. If you're doing things because you want to do it as a mitzvah, because Hashem commanded, it transforms it into a mitzvah. If you're doing things for the wrong reason, then it's an aveir. There is no middle ground. So what does that really mean? So let's just go back to the intro. In all your ways you should know Him. Knowing really means, like Hashem said to Shlomo Melech, da is borecha. Know your Creator, which really means, da means knowledge. Knowledge means to be intimate. To know someone means to be close. Hashem wants us to have a relationship. And therefore, no matter what we're doing, we should try to connect it to Hashem. And that's really the next part of the next halacha. So we're speaking about achila v'shtia, eating and drinking. So how did you transform that when you're eating and drinking, when you're not doing any mitzvah, it's not Shabbos, to transform that into a mitzvah that should be l'shem shemayim? And the answer is a person should not eat or drink. Of course, things are also. That's not even a question. That's not what we're talking about. But even the things that are permitted, a person, for example, is thirsty and he's hungry. So if he eats and he drinks for his pleasure, it's not meshubach, zok the kitzer. That means it's not commendable, it's not praiseworthy. To really be praiseworthy means at least gavim b'achilos v'shtiyos v'shilek koyach avodah zavah. You're eating and drinking in order to give you koyach. And by the way, this will be probably the best diet possible if we would follow the kitzer shulchan aruch. I'm only eating when I need to drink, when I need to, or drinking only when I need energy. Because I'm tired, or if you're tired, go to sleep. But if you're a weak, etc., and you know you need to eat, then you're famished. So therefore, it says the kitzur, a person should not eat anything that necessarily tastes desirable to his palate. Right, like a dog and a donkey. The ikur is to eat what's healthy. This is an amazing midah for a person to strive for. There are anshe maise, and this is a great thing to use. Before achila, you say hinini roitze lechol velishtois kedei she'ehe bori vechozek lavadis abayis barashmai. Just say, I will eat and drink now, so I should be healthy and strong to serve Hashem. That's easy. It's easy, not so easy to be done. There's a pi chasidus, good to know. That a pi chasidus, a person can eat something sweet. And when he's eating something sweet, he's eating the sweet because he wants to taste the sweetness and recognize that that sweetness comes from Hashem. But according to the kitzur, that doesn't seem to be the mahalach. Okay, hayeshiva vekim v'alicha kitzur. So how do you transform your eating? You're sitting and you're standing and you're walking. So says the kitzur, avada, we're not talking about sitting among scoffers. That there's no question about. And not to sit amongst people that are coming up with the evil thoughts and the eitzah's device. Rather, even when you're sitting beside Yishom, meaning among tzaddikim. Even if a person is standing amongst Yishom and Tzadikim and he's going to hang out with the connect to the Tmimim, if he does it for his own pleasure, not great. That's not Meshubach. Rather, he should do the Shem Shemaim. But nevertheless, even if he can't be Mechad Shem Shemaim, he should still not stop himself. It's such a key point. Why? Because Mitoch Shalashma Balishma. As in the Piskot Shavasi quotes that the person, when even when he's mischabot at tzaddik, it shouldn't be just so he should be able to get a bracha on the tzaddik with dam for him. It's rather he should be close to him, so he should be able to learn and transform himself. What about lying down, going to sleep? Ah, you could transform your sleep into a mitzvah. How is that? When a person, can't learn to learn mitzvahs. So if he's, meaning to say, if a person is able to learn, of course, a person should not be schlafing. The question is, even when a person needs to sleep, and this is such a key point because a person has to know, Pesukei Shu'ot also says this, a person knows he needs 7 hours, I'm just giving an example, so then he is just as, he's going to get the same reward as a guy who only needs 4 hours of sleep in order to learn. The point is, a person has to be real with himself. And therefore, even when a person is going to sleep, so he should go to sleep. If he's going to sleep for the anaz gufay, it's not meshubach. Rather, his intention is, I'm going to sleep in order that my body should be rested, so it should be healthy, and I shouldn't lose my mind. It shouldn't be unsettled because of lack of sleep, and that transforms your sleep. Next, marital relations. How does a person transform that? So this really requires an hour at least sheer. But according to the kitzur, A person, obviously, we're not talking about doing an avera. Rather, even when a person is having the mitzvah of vayna, which is marital obligation. So, even in such a case, if a person does it for his own pleasures or just to complete his desire, that's migune. It's not aser, but it's derogatory. And even if a person has kavan intention, so he should have children that they should serve him and fill his place. Still not meshubach. That's enu meshubach. The first one is a migune. This is meshubach. Enu meshubach. Rather, what should a person do? You should have in mind that you should have children that are going to serve him, serves high the Creator. Or you should have in mind that he is doing so in order to fortify his body and to fulfill the mitzvah of marital obligation, like a person who is taking care of his obligation. Okay, next halacha, sicha, when it comes to speaking, there's a fascinating tefillah, so it says, mute sicha is good. Because sometimes a person needs to schmooze out a little bit to relax, but Avada, we're not talking about Lashon Hara, Echilas Letzadus, Nivlus HaPeh, which you actually mentioned. I mean, we mentioned Lashon Hara. Nivlus HaPeh is something that is so important. People don't realize, even B'nai Torah, that when they use words that are improper, it's a scary thing what Chazal say about. Therefore, they should be so careful. But even a person speaking Divrei Chachamim, a person should do with the right Kavanas, Lavoides HaBeire, to speak and shmooze in order to bring him to Avoides HaBeire. And lastly, in this parak, I think, when we speak about masa umatan, business, income. So, ava, that person should not have intention, already spoke about this, running after money in order to get meisoros extra. Rather, he should work in order that he should be mefalnes b'nei beis, so he should take care of his family, he should be able to provide for his family, and should be able to give charity and to bring up his children in Talmud Torah. That's the yesod of why you're making panasa. Now, when a person is, the general principle is chayv adam lasa meinu v'li ba'adroch, a basically a person should really weigh his ways. In fact, this is mamash mesiris yisham, zehirus, where a person is looking to make sure that he's doing things, and if he sees that he's doing something, that there's an opportunity to do something, that he could do avodas habayra, great, do it, and if not, then don't do it. And someone that's acting in such a manner, he's Oyved is boyer of kol yomav, half of a fellow. You're working, serving Hashem every day of your life, even when you're sitting and standing, etc., and eating. You change and transform all this stuff. All this Chazal say in their words in Pirkei Avos, Chamasecha Yulishem Shemayim. All your acts should be for the sake of heaven, and they say that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, meaning Rabbi in Maseches Ksuvos, famous Gemara, he lifted his hand before he died. I think it's in Kuf Dalet. And the Gemara says at the time of death, he said, "Golav yadush lo neti me'em ela l'shem shamayim." Meaning, there's nothing that I enjoyed unless it was done l'shem shamayim. This answers, of course, because Rebbe had the most incredible lavish table, but that doesn't change anything because he used it l'shem shamayim for avodas habayre, and maybe he had dignitaries, etc. So that's why he had all the special foods in the world. We're starting Siman Lamed Beis Shmuz Shmias Aguf Al Piyatim. This is a fascinating parak because it speaks about how a human body exactly was healthy and was not healthy. And although this is a big controversy, because Tosfos already mentions that medical things that the Gemara gives us as advice is not again anymore. And this is really based on the Ram. And others I hold no, follow the Ram completely. And also, there's a fascinating Ramosha that says, you should know that the Rambam's Lashon is, it's the right thing to do, the fichach, but not that it's that is a chiyuv. For example, someone that's poor can't afford healthy food, in the mashal, it would not apply to him. But here he goes. Says the Kitzur, since maintaining a healthy and fit body is part of Darkei Hashem, why? Because a person can't know the knowledge of Hashem, meaning study Torah, etc., when a person's sick. Therefore, a person has to distance himself from things that cause his body to be harmed, and he should accustom himself with things that are healing and healthy. This is an amazing way to live. And the pasuk says, and even with literal translation, you should watch over your soul. Here, according to the Rambam, it means take care of your body. So this way, when you have a healthy body, you have a healthy soul. That's really what the Rambam says. Have a beautiful day.